107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. It's a big month, a big week with Stratford Pride Community Center and Pride Guide joining us in the studios. We've got lots to talk about. Bruce Duncan Skeef is here. Bruce, it's great to see you.
Good morning, Jamie.
Bruce, a big week. Let's first talk about the Pride flag in front of City Hall. Great video, great photos that you posted, but that was a big day this week.
Thanks, yeah, and we're very happy that City Council did that. I believe it's been a few years now that they have, and we made the request this year, and so up it went at 7 o'clock yesterday, and we were there to get some film.
Very nice. So this is Pride Month, and this coming weekend, we've chatted about it so many times, Bruce, but it's going to be now officially here, the opening of the community center.
That's right, and that's the really new thing that's coming up. You know, before the pandemic, there were a couple of really good organizations that were putting things together for the month of June. But then the question has always been, as it is in a lot of communities, then what?
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, so this is great news that it's opening, and it opens this Saturday. But you know, and this is Pride Month. But as you say, then what? After this month.
Yeah, that's been the big thing. I mean, the whole idea behind Pride Month in smaller places like this or Minto or Listowel or so on is to bring people together and let them know they're not alone, which is all well and good and serves a very, very important purpose. But come the 1st of July, then what? Mm-hmm. I mean, people live here 12 months of the year. And there are, gay mechanics, gay factory workers, gay construction workers in Stratford and all around. And they're living here 12 months of the year. So for the first time, if you're within the sound of my voice, you have a friend, you have a place, you have a spot to come and meet other people and share life's experiences 12 months of the year.
That is well said, Bruce, because, this is, you know, new for our community, new for Stratford. As we mentioned, the grand opening is this Saturday, but we have now a new location, a new center, a new resource. And let's remind people where it is, though. We got to remind folks where it's located.
Yeah, it's on the second floor of 24 Downey Street, right downtown, just south of Ontario Street. And right now we're starting off with hours open between 10 in the morning and 5 o'clock at night, Thursday through Sunday. And then we'll just see how the population uses it, and we'll adjust things according to need.
Okay, and then for this Saturday, what are the hours in terms of the grand opening? How's that work?
The open house is from 10 o'clock until 4 o'clock. And then we'll shut down for Sunday because the march is coming.
Right, yes.
Along the waterfront and up into Upper Queen's Park. And then I believe it's not our organization, but I believe there's a sort of a concert and an arts festival near the art gallery after that.
Okay.
Then it's back to us with our guest author, Felice Picano.
Yeah, and let's talk about that because this is huge.
Yeah, he's a groundbreaking, he's a groundbreaking author from the United States who's actually the first author to write a gay novel with gay characters that made the Book of the Month Club.
Okay. Oh, I did not know that.
And he's going to be here talking about his life in the literary and arts world for the last 50 years.
Okay.
So that's back to us for him at the Tom Patterson Theater in the evening of Sunday.
Okay.
And then we'll take Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off and then get into our regular routine of regular hours and days to be open.
Okay. So we got the open house set for Saturday, this very special get-together set Sunday, and as mentioned, the Perth County Pride March is set to go on Sunday too. So again, just a few of the activities and events happening through the month of June with Pride Month and Stratford Pride Community Center and Pride Guide, we should mention too. Pride Guide.
Yes, absolutely. And we still have businesses finding out about it and getting in touch and saying, how can we get our name in the listings online? And how do we get a sticker for our front window so people know that we're accepting? And if you come into that business, you'll be quite welcome.
All right. Again, it's brand new for our community, the Stratford Pride Community Center. And Bruce, if they'd like some more details, what's the best way to get more information?
Our website is stratfordpride.com. We also now have a telephone line.
All right. So that
if you're not a follower of Facebook or anything like that, you can get the community listings from us at 519-273-SPCC.
There you go. I love it. There you go. What a big weekend coming up with the Stratford Pride Community Center and Stratford Pride Guide. And the Tony Awards are this weekend, too.
On the 12th.
On the 12th. Oh, coming up on the 12th. There you go.
Gayest night in network television, and we're going to be hosting a viewing party.
Oh, okay. There you go. Oh, perfect. See, we got more events coming up. Bruce Duncan-Skeeve, thanks so much for this, Bruce.
Thanks, Jamie.